哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all the brothers and sisters in the Sabbath day.
那在这个安息圣日，我们神所赐福的日子，愿主的恩惠常与我们众人同在。
In this holy Sabbath day that is blessed by God, may His grace be with us always.
在今天安息日的早上，我们一起来看马太福音的第24章。
In this Sabbath morning service, let us study the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
我们请翻到马太福音的24章。
Matthew 24.
第45节。
Verse 45.
马太福音24章45节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 45.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？46节。主人来到，看见他这样行，这仆人就有福了。47节。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。48。倘若那恶仆心里说，我主人必来得迟。49。就动手打他的同伴，又与酒醉的人一同吃喝。50节。在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来。51节。重重地处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。在马太福音的24章是主耶稣所讲的比喻。
This is a parable in Matthew 24.
在一开始，耶稣的门徒来问主耶稣。
In the beginning, Jesus' disciples came to ask him.
来问他说，这个世界末了会有什么异象，会有什么预兆，让我们可以小心呢？
They came to ask Jesus, what are the signs of the end times so that we may be careful?
主耶稣告诉他们说，在世界的末了以先，要有饥荒、瘟疫跟战争的风声。
The Lord Jesus told them that before the end times, there will be famine and great natural disasters and war.
所以告诉门徒要小心谨慎。
He told them to be watchful and alert.
这样的问题是今天很多基督徒都喜欢去寻找、去询问的问题。
These are the same questions that many Christians today want to ask.
所以很多人花了很多的时间跟精神去研究有什么方法可以找出耶稣什么时候要来。
Many people use a lot of time and effort to find out when Jesus will come again.
甚至有些人他们可能会宣讲，会自己他们会宣告说他们得到启示，知道耶稣几年几月几日要再来了。
Some people will even proclaim that they have a certain revelation of the exact date when Jesus will come again.
但是如果按照圣经上面的教导。
But according to the teachings in the Bible,
在马太福音24章的36节。
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 36.
他说，那日子，那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。在这里主耶稣已经讲得非常清楚。
Here the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken clearly.
说那个日子，那个时辰，没有人知道。
No one knows the day and the hour.
只有天上的父按自己的旨意决定那个日子。
Only the Heavenly Father has determined the date according to his own will.
所以如果有任何人宣讲说他知道那一天。
If there's anyone who proclaims that they know of that certain date.
那他只是一个说谎的骗子而已。
They are only liars and deceivers.
如果有人去相信这样的说法。
If anyone believes these proclamations.
那他只是一个无知的可怜人而已。
Then they are pitiful and ignorant.
所以没有人知道那个日子。
No one knows the day or the hour.
但是有一天耶稣一定会再来。
But one day the Lord will return.
这个日子离我们很近还是很远，你不知道，我也不知道。
Is this day near or far, neither you nor I will know it.
但是哪一年、哪一个月、哪一天，其实并不是重要的。
It doesn't matter what day, month, or year it will be.
而重要的是，当那一天出现，当那一天来临的时候。
What matters is that on that day when it arrives.
请问你准备好了没有
？Are we ready yet?
如果你今天准备好了。
If we are prepared,
能够 有信仰，能够有把握，能够进天国。
If we have this faith and this guarantee that we can enter the heavenly kingdom,
哪一天哪个时辰，其实对你并没有任何的差别。
There is no difference to you what day or hour it will be.
啊，但是如果你没有努力，没有准备，没有把握。
But if we have not put in our effort and we have not prepared and have this guarantee,
时间到了，你一样不能够得救。
When the time comes, you will still not receive salvation.
那知不知道这个日期，了不了解这个时间，对你有什么帮助呢？
There will be no help to you, even if you do know the day and the hour.
在今天的基督教世界里面，
in the Christian world today,
很多时候许多基督徒都有错误的观念。
A lot of Christians have incorrect thinking,
他们的观念就是我只要信耶稣我就可以得救。
Their philosophy is that so long as they believe in Jesus Christ they will be saved.
谁告诉你的？
Who has told them this?
圣经里面从来没有这样子讲啊。
The Bible hasn't said this.
主耶稣告诉我们，
The Lord Jesus tells us.
他说你要进入他说天国是努力的人进去的，努力的人才能得着。
That the heavenly kingdom is only attained by those who put in great efforts.
在使徒行传的14章当中，保罗也告诉我们。
In Acts 14, Paul tells us.
他说，你要进入天国，必须经历许多的艰难。
To enter the heavenly kingdom, we must go through many trials.
所以天国是努力的人进去的。
The heavenly kingdom is for those who make an effort.
你要进去，必须要经过许多的考验跟患难。
If we are to enter it, we must undergo many trials and challenges.
所以不但你要信耶稣，
Not only do we need to believe in Jesus Christ,
更要在信仰的道路上征战得胜，最后拥有荣耀的冠冕。
We must battle and be victorious on this path of faith so that we can gain the victorious crown.
有另外一个错误的观念，
There is also a misconception.
就是只要我做圣工，我就是一个好信徒。
Which is that so long as I do holy work, I'm a good believer.
如果我参与很多教会的活动，代表我信仰很好。
If I participate in many church activities, it means that my faith is very good.
其实这也不一定啊。
This may not be the case.
说有些时候你做圣工不代表你信仰好。
Sometimes when we do holy work, it does not represent the quality of our faith.
做很多圣工不代表你有灵修的功夫。
To do a lot of holy work does not equal that we have great spiritual cultivation.
甚至做很多的圣工不一定代表你是一个好的工人。
To do a lot of holy work does not equal that you are a good servant.
所以在马太福音的第24章，
This is why in Matthew 24,
当主耶稣讲完了讲完了耶稣再来之前要有的预兆。
After the Lord had spoken of the signs that will come before the second coming,
他在最后面就讲了这个好仆人跟坏仆人的比喻啊。
In the end, he speaks this parable of the good and wicked servants.
今天我们在神的家中认识神，拥有信仰。
Today we are in the household of God and we have come to know him.
你我都有责任必须要成为神家中的工人。
You and I have the responsibility to become servants of God.
所以在这里讲仆人不是讲传道，不是讲长职，不是讲负责人啊。
The mention of servant in this passage, it is not talking about ministers or other workers.
他讲的是我们今天每一个信耶稣行走真道的人。
Servant here refers to all of us who believe in Jesus Christ and who walk upon the truth.
一样是教会中的工人。
They are still workers of the church.
一样参与圣工在服侍神。
It is participating in holy work to serve God.
但是在这里我们却看到两种工人却有两种完全不同的结果。
In this passage, there are two types of servants with two different results.
所以我们要怎么样才能够被算为忠心又良善的好仆人呢？
How can we be judged as those who are faithful and wise servants?
什么样的工人叫做恶仆人，最后要被重重的处罚呢？
What type of servant is the wicked and evil one that will be punished greatly after?
我们看回来24章的45节。
Let's return to Matthew chapter 24, verse 45.
24章45节。
Chapter 24, verse 45.
这里讲说谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？在这里主耶稣告诉我们。
Here in verse 45, the Lord Jesus tells us.
在神的眼中，什么样的工人是忠心又有见识的？
What type of servant is considered faithful and wise in the eyes of God?
我们要先看到哦，今天神对工人的期望是什么？
We must first see what are the expectations of God for the servants.
第一个要你有忠心。
First, it is to be faithful.
第二个要你有见识。
And second, it's to be wise.
这两样都需要才是一个神所喜悦的工人。
It is only with these two characteristics that we are pleasing servants to God.
什么叫做忠心？
What does it mean to be faithful?
就是把神的事放在心上，把它当作第一位。
It is to take God's things and make them a priority.
我们都知道我们要做一个忠心的仆人。
We all know that we should be faithful servants.
我们很多工人都是很好的榜样。
There are many good examples among the workers.
用很多时间花很多心力在神的家中，在神的事上。
They spend a lot of time and effort in God's things.
所以你是一个忠心的仆人。
And these are the faithful servants.
但是忠心的仆人好不好？
But are faithful servants good or bad?
忠心的仆人很好。
It is very good to be a faithful servant.
忠心的仆人够不够？
Is it sufficient to be a faithful servant?
只是忠心的仆人其实不太够的啊。
If you're only a faithful servant, it is not enough.
为什么？因为在这里主耶稣说，他想要的是又忠心又有见识的仆人。
It is not enough because here the Lord Jesus says that he wants a faithful and wise servant.
所以我们今天不要觉得说我有忠心就够了。
Today we should not think that so long as we are faithful, that is enough.
因为有时候我们的忠心，我们的热心，反而变成教会当中很多问题的来源。
Because sometimes our faithfulness and zeal can become the source of problems in church.
因为你虽然很忠心，但是你缺少了智慧。
Even though we may be very faithful, we are lacking in wisdom.
因为你虽然很努力，但是你没有分辨的能力。
We may be very diligent, but we don't have discernment.
因为缺乏了见识。
Because we lack wisdom.
啊，这个见识它的原来是讲是智慧啊，缺少了智慧。
We are lacking in wisdom and knowledge.
啊，所以变成说，虽然你很努力，你拼命的做，但是你做越多，制造的问题越大。
Even though we are diligent and hardworking, the more we work, the greater the problems we cause.
智慧包括处理事情的方法。
Wisdom includes how to face problems.
啊，智慧包括你处理人际关系的技巧。
It includes the skill of how to deal with interpersonal issues.
智慧包括你和人沟通，你说话的艺术。
Wisdom also includes communication skills.
所以当我们今天很努力很热心拼命的在做圣工。
When we are diligent and fervent in doing holy work.
但是做事没有方法，讲话没有技巧，沟通没有能力。
But when we don't have skills and abilities in communicating and relating with others.
你走到哪里做到哪里就起了很多的冲突跟引起各样的纷争。
Wherever we go and whatever we do, we are causing conflict and dissension.
有时候到最后变成你不做工，反而教会还平安无事啊。
Sometimes in the end, it might be even more peaceful when you do not work.
啊，我曾经遇到曾经遇到过一个教会的一个姐妹啊。
Once I encountered a sister in church.
啊，这个姐妹非常热心，非常爱主。
She was very zealous.
啊，常常非常积极主动的去关心信徒，访问慕道朋友。
She was very proactive in taking care of brothers and sisters and the visitors.
啊，但是虽然很热心，但是缺乏了一些智慧，一些见识哦。
Even though she was very fervent, she lacked wisdom.
啊，所以啊，她去访问啊，有时候啊会责备人，有时候啊会把一些里面人家家里的事搬过来讲过去啊。
When she would go and do visitation, sometimes she would rebuke the people or she would spread some news about things that were happening.
啊，去访问慕道朋友啊，慕道朋友看到她生病了。
when she would go visit a Tuscan friend and saw that they were sick.
你生病了，你是不是做事得罪神了？你看你最近都没有人教会，神会惩罚你哦。
She would say to them, "You're sick. Maybe God is punishing you because you haven't been coming to church."
结果啊，被他反问到的人呐、啊，都觉得很不舒服，甚至只要被他反问完的慕道朋友就不来教会了。
Those who received her visitations would feel so uncomfortable that they would stop coming to church.
啊、哦，所以到最后，教会负责人要拜托这个姐妹说：“你就帮忙祷告就好了，可以吗
？”In the end, the council members had to.Ask the sister to only help in prayer.
哦，所以我们不只是要热心服事。
We should not only be zealous in our service.
主耶稣说，请你做个有智慧、有见识的工人啊。
The Lord Jesus also requires for us to be wise and knowledgeable workers.
哦，这个智慧不是说你读很多书，或者是你的 IQ 很高。
This wisdom does not mean that we have studied a lot or that we have a high IQ.
而是要你多祷告，被圣灵充满，你就有处理事情跟人互动的方法。
Rather, it means that we are praying, being filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we have the ability to deal with other people.
所以我们要做又忠心又有见识的工人。
We should aim to be faithful and wise servants.
啊，接下来讲说这样子的好工人有三个要求。
There are three requirements for these type of good servants.
哪三个要求呢
？What are the three requirements?
我们看45节。
Let's look at verse 45.
45节这里说，谁是忠心有见识的仆人？第一。为主人所派。
First is whom the ruler has set over the household.
第一个就是什么？你要知道你的主人是谁啊。
First is to know who your ruler is.
你要知道你是为什么在做圣工，你为什么在服侍神。
Who your master is and why you're doing this holy work. Why
有时候到最后参与圣工成为一种习惯。
In the end, sometimes doing holy work can become a habit.
哦，甚至成为一种互相当中的比较。
It may even be a reason for comparison.
哦，你做这个，我就要多做一点，比你多，比你厉害，比你好。
If you do this holy work, then I will do a little bit more and be better than you.
哦，所以到最后，虽然是在做圣工，但是却不是主人所派的。
In the end, although they may be doing holy work, this is not something that is being set by the master.
因为你是为自己而做，你是来。你是在侍奉你自己呀、
啊。Because we are doing this holy work for ourselves.
虽然外表看起来你是参与教会的工作。
Superficially, it may look like we are participating in holy work.
啊，但是如果心态有问题。
But if there's a problem with our motivation.
到最后却成为在侍奉你自己呀、啊。
In the end, this will become serving ourselves.
所以在45节这里第一个告诉我们说，我是为主人所派的。
In verse 35, the first thing is that it is set by the master.
因为主人派我。
Because the master sends us.
所以我有这个责任。
Then we have the responsibility.
我要对我的主人交账。
I need to be able to make accounts to my master.
所以我要用心尽力。
This is why I must be diligent in my work.
哦，所以我们今天要先清楚我们为什么在侍奉神。
We must first understand why we are serving God.
这样子我们的侍奉才能够被主所喜悦。
Then our service will be pleasing to him.
啊，就好像你今天去上班啊。
It is as when we're going to work.
好像我们今天去工作、哦、去上班哦。
For example, when we go to work now.
啊，你是个好员工。
We're a good employee.
你工作非常努力。
We are very hardworking.
你加班都不需要薪水。
We don't even need to get more compensation for overtime.
你说有这么好的员工，大家都想要，对不对
？If we were such a good employee, everyone would want us.
你什么都好。
You're good in every way.
就是只有一个问题。
You only have one shortcoming.
就是你是路痴啊，方向感不好啊。你的方向感不好、
哦、you have a bad sense of direction.
所以啊，每次要去上班，你都走错路，走到竞争对手的公司里去。
Every time that you head to work, you end up at the competitions.
啊，结果啊，你跑到竞争对手的公司里面，在里面努力工作，拼命加班，又不要求加薪水。
You work so hard for the competition, you do overtime without being paid.
但是你跑错地方，跑到别人地方去了。
But you've gone to the wrong place. You went to the competition.
你很努力，但是在别人的公司里面努力。
You're so hardworking, but in somebody else's company.
请问你的老板、你的主管会很高兴吗？
Would your supervisor or your master be very happy?
啊，虽然啊，你是跑到我的那个竞争对手啊，但是你很努力啊，给你拍拍手，加薪水。
Would they say, "I'm so happy that you work so hard for my competition, and now even increase, give you a raise"?
不可能啊！看到你这样，越看越生气，就把你开除，叫你不要来了。
That's impossible. The supervisor would be so angry and would fire you.
所以找对主人非常的重要。
it is critical to find the right master.
侍奉正确的主人决定我们侍奉的价值。
Choosing the right master will determine the value of our service.
所以第一个在这里告诉我们说，我们要知道自己为什么做圣工。
We must first know why we serve.
如同保罗所说啊。
As Paul said,
保罗说因为耶稣爱我为我舍己
because Jesus loved me, he sacrificed himself
for me. 所以我活着我要为耶稣来活
therefore I live for Christ.
所以保罗非常清楚他为什么要做圣工
Paul was very clear on why he was doing holy work.
就是要报答主耶稣的爱
It was to repay Christ's love.
保罗非常清楚自己的主人是谁
Paul knew who his master was.
就是那个为他钉十字架的耶稣
His master is the Lord Jesus Christ who crucified himself.
所以保罗侍奉了一生的结果
The result of Paul's lifetime service
就是得到那荣耀无比的永生冠冕
was to receive this crown of life that is without comparison
所以你知道你的主人是谁吗
Do we know who our master is?
你知道你为什么要参与圣工吗
Do we know why we should participate in holy work?
第二个要求啊
Second requirement
第二个要求在这里说我们要管理家里的人啊
We should watch over the household.
第45节第二个说你要看顾这个家庭
We should watch over the household in verse 45.
所以我们今天来到教会我们要关心这个大家庭
Today when we come to church, we should care for this great household.
因为你是属于这个家的
Because we belong to this household.
你不是陌生人你也不是外人
We are not strangers or outsiders.
但是啊一样参与圣工有两种完全不一样的心态
But when we join holy work, there are two different motivations.
有的人是责任。
Some people do it out of responsibility.
好吧，我必须要做，不做会被惩罚。
I have to do it. If I don't do it, I will be punished.
好吧，既然责任交托给我，鼻子摸摸，只好忍耐到底。
Since you gave me this responsibility, I just have to complete it.
一样有在做事。
They are still doing the work.
可是因为起初的动机不同
But because their motivation is different.
有人只是哎呀不做也不行啊遇到了算我倒霉
They feel that they can't not do it, but if I encounter it, it's my bad fortune.
因为你没有把自己当做家里的人啊
This is the attitude of someone who hasn't treated it as if it's their own household.
但是当你今天这是你的家
But if we treat this as our household,
就好像我们自己在家里一样啊。
It is like being at home.
你在家里，你整理家里，你处理家里的事情，那是你的本能。
If we are at home and cleaning up the house, that is our normal duty.
因为你的孩子，因为你爱他，所以你照顾他，你养育他，这是你觉得乐意。
We love our children, we take care of them, we do so very happily and willingly.
因为家中有爱。
Because there's love within the home.
所以看管家里成为你愿意付出的你的牺牲。
Because we are watching over our own household, we are willing to sacrifice.
这个就是今天侍奉态度的不同。
This is a difference in motivation.
有人纯粹把它当成一种责任。
Some people treat it like a responsibility.
责任就变成压力。
Responsibility becomes a pressure.
压力带来抱怨。
Pressure brings complaints.
抱怨最后就是放弃。
Complaints leads to giving up.
但是有些人却把这里当作自己的家。
Some people will treat this as their own household.
因为有家当中就有爱。
Because there's home, there's love.
有爱就愿意牺牲。
With love, there's a willingness to sacrifice.
并且在牺牲当中能够享受。
And there is enjoyment within the sacrifice.
就好像我们今天在养儿女一样。
It is like raising our own children.
讲实话，钱你喜欢，我也喜欢啊。
If we are truthful, we all enjoy having money.
钱用在我身上不是很好吗?
Wouldn't it be great to spend the money on ourselves?
买我喜欢买的。
Buy the things that we like.
做我喜欢做的。
Do the things that we like.
可是我们看有多少的父母亲。
But how many parents among us?
宁愿自己牺牲也要给孩子更好。
Are willing to sacrifice for themselves and give it to their children.
每次吃饭那个最好吃的通通都留给孩子。
When they eat, they want to give the best to their children.
为什么?
Why?
为什么父母愿意做这样的牺牲
Why are parents willing to make this sacrifice?
没有为什么就是因为爱他们
There is no reason other than loving them.
因为爱他们所以你牺牲得很乐意你奉献得很快乐
Because we love them, we are very happy and willing to sacrifice.
像我们家的弟弟啊我们家那个小儿子啊
Just like our son.
他啊自己有房间自己有床但是常常半夜都偷偷溜过来 爬到我们床上跟我们挤压。
He has his own bedroom and his own bed, but at night he will sneak into our room, into our bed.
床已经没有很大了，又要塞一个小孩子在中间。
The bed isn't very big, and now there's another child in there.
更糟糕的，睡眠那个睡觉的姿势不好啊，喜欢卷热狗啊，就是把那个棉被卷卷卷卷成热狗啊。
The way that he sleeps is he likes to turn and turn into a hot dog.
爸爸会不会冷？爸爸也会冷哦。
And of course, Dad will be cold.
爸爸喜不喜欢盖棉被？爸爸也需要盖棉被啊。
Does Dad like to be covered? And Dad does like to be covered.
但是啊，看到自己的孩子睡得又香又甜，那爸爸就冷一点吧。
But when I see my child sleeping so delightfully, I'd rather be cold.
这就是家。
This is home.
这就是爱。
This is love.
所以在这里说，神的工人他是照管家里的事物。
This passage tells us that God's servant watches over the household.
不是用高高在上，好像老板在管理员工，好像公司行号在管理他里面的下属一样。
Their station is not so high where they are employers watching over their employees.
而是因为有爱，所以愿意付出额外的努力，给予更多的关怀。
But because there is love, they are willing to give even more care and love.
所以这个才是管理家务的精神啊。
This is the attitude to watch over the household.
我们来看约翰福音的第一章。
Let us look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第二章哦。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音的第二章
John chapter 2
第二章
chapter 2
第三节
verse 3
第三天对不起啊，第二章第一节啊
verse 1
第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里，第二节
verse
2耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴宴，第三节
3
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说他们没有酒了。在这里是主耶稣所显的第一个神迹。
This was Jesus Christ's first miracle.
但是在神迹发生以前
Before this miracle happened,
有一件很重要的事情
There's something very important that
就是耶稣的母亲观察并且发现了问题。
Which is that Jesus' mother saw this problem.
有这么多人，为什么他会发现？
Among so many people, why was she the only one who discovered the problem?
因为他在乎。
Because she cared.
因为她在乎，所以她发现了有问题。
She cared, and so she discovered this problem.
因为她观察，所以她能够找到问题的原因。
Because she observed, she was able to find the source of the problem.
最后来到耶稣面前，最后解决了这个麻烦。
Yet she came to Jesus Christ to solve this problem.
但是在这一切发生以前
Before all of this happened,
都是因为他用心有观察才能找到问题。
It was because she was observant and cared, and that's how she found the problem.
今天我们来到教会。
When we come to the church today,
如果我们觉得说我就是来教会，我聚会，聚会结束，我吃饭，吃饭结束再聚会，聚会之后我就回家。
I come to church, I go to service, I eat.I go to service, I go home.
教会有没有什么需要？我不知道。
I don't know if there are any needs in the church.
信徒有没有什么软弱？我不在乎。
I don't care if the brothers and sisters have weaknesses.
慕道朋友有没有人需要关心？跟关我何事？
I don't care if the truth seekers have need to be cared for.
教会有没有脏乱需要整理？那是负责人要处理。
The overseers should take care of anything that needs to be done for the
church. 当我们来到这个家中，却觉得说一切都跟我无关。
When we come to this household and we think that everything has nothing to do,
那很抱歉，我要告诉你，你不是家人，你只是客人而已啊。
Then I would say this is not a family member, this is only a guest.
因为你不观察家务，你不在乎家里的成员。
Because we don't watch and observe the household and care for them.
自然而然，你跟这个家就没有感情，跟这些家人就没有关系。
Very naturally, if there is no feeling, then we would not care for this household.
所以在这里告诉我们说，好的工人是会照管家中的事物。
Here tells us that the good servant will care for the things of the household.
第三个要求
What is the third requirement?
我们看回来马太福音的24章。
Let's return to Matthew chapter 24.
45节。
45.
这里讲说谁是有忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？在这里讲到第三个要求。
In verse 45 tells us the third requirement.
什么叫做有忠心有见识神所喜悦的好工人呢？
who is the good, faithful, and wise servant?
啊，在第三个讲说，他是按时分粮给需要的人。
The third requirement is that they give food in due season.
我们来看一下箴言第三十一章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言的第三十一章。
Proverbs 31.
三十一章的。我们看箴言三十一章的第十节。
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10.
十节，才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。十一节，她的丈夫心里倚靠她，必不缺少利益。十二，她一生使丈夫有益无损。十三，她寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。十四，她好像商船从远方运粮来。十五节，未到黎明她就起来，把食物分给家里的人，将当做的工分派给婢女。在这里告诉我们说，什么叫做智慧的妇人。
This is a description of the virtuous wife.
啊，智慧的妇人，才德的妇人，众人所喜爱的妇人。
This is a wise wife that is well loved.
她在这里不是只是讲一个太太。
This is not only speaking about a wife.
这里是在讲一个工人。
This is speaking about a servant.
这里是在讲一间教会。
It's talking about a church.
这里是在讲神所喜悦的信徒。
This is talking about the servants that please God.
啊，说什么叫做才德的妇人，什么叫做有智慧的工人呢？
What is a virtuous wife and a wise servant?
他说他从远方运粮来。
They bring food from afar.
然后将粮食分给家里的人，
then they portion out the food to the household.
然后再把该做的工作分给各位工人啊。
They also divide up the work among the workers.
这里到底在讲什么？
What are they saying in this?
这里在告诉我们说，一个什么样叫做好工人？
It tells us what a good servant is.
好工人会预备粮食。
A good servant prepares food.
什么叫做预备粮食？
What does it mean to prepare food?
预备粮食就是有灵修，有道理，使你心中充满了神的话语。
Preparing food is to have spiritual cultivation and the truth, so that we are filled with the word of God.
所以做圣工之前要先吃饱啊。
Before doing holy work, we must eat and be full.
啊，不是说等一下哦，每次做圣工先吃三碗半啊，不是那种吃饱啊。
It is not to have a 3 square meals.
哇，每次啊，那个传道说走，我们去访问，你说传道先吃饭。
When the pastor tells us to go and do visitation, we'll say, wait, let us eat first.
负责人说来做工，你说不行，我要先吃龙虾。
When the holy worker says, let's go to work, and we say, no, we have to go and eat lobster first.
啊，因为传道说没有吃饱不可以做工哦。
Because the minister said that if we don't eat and are full, we can't do holy work.
这里不是叫你每次都吃得肥肥的才要来教会啊。
This doesn't mean that we need to eat until we're fat to come to church.
而是告诉我们说，我们今天心中要被神的话所充满。
What it tells us is that our hearts should be filled by the word of God.
这就是灵修的功夫。
This is the art of spiritual cultivation.
所以一个好工人绝对不能里面空空的来做工。
A good servant should not serve with an empty heart.
如果你里面什么都没有，
Because if we have nothing inside,
啊，道理也不明白，
We don't understand the truth.
灵修也不用心，
We have not been devoted to our cultivation.
圣灵也不充满，
We are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
你怎么样帮助教导别人？
How do we help and teach others?
如果你自己圣经不熟，
If we don't even, we're not familiar with the Bible.
你怎么做宗教教育的老师来教导学生？
How are we religious education teachers?
如果你里面非常的枯干，非常的饥饿，
If we are withered or have famine inside,
你怎么样来把生命的力量跟把生命的喜悦带给你身旁的人？
How do we bring the strength and joy of life to others?
哦，所以在这里讲说，你要从远方运粮食来。
This is why the passage tells us to bring food from afar.
啊，然后让自己的里面充满了属灵的生命。
And to be filled with the spiritual life.
哦，所以我们今天做一个好工人。
When we are a good servant today.
我们也要观察家务，知道教会跟信徒的需要。
You must watch over the household and understand the needs of the church and the believers.
那当你看到有的信徒啊，愁眉苦脸，好像非常的难过。
When we see someone who is sad and not feeling well.
你要能够体谅关心， 并且去寻找帮助他的方法。
We should be willing to care and find a way to help.
啊，来使他能够重新得力，再一次的灵性能够活泼。
So this person will regain strength and joy.
啊，但是如果你都不观察
，But if we do not look around,
你没有按时分粮食给他
，If we do not give food in due season,
不知道教会的需要
，We don't know the needs of the church.
不知道信徒的问题
，We don't know the problems of the believers.
啊，常常到最后，虽然你很努力，但是大家却又饥又饿，却缺乏力量。
In the end, we may be very diligent, but we are famished and we have no strength.
所以我们要有粮食。
We must have food.
就是你自己要先有灵修的功夫，你里面有神的灵与你同在。
Which is to say, we must have this cultivation and have the Spirit of God within.
啊，你在分配粮食。你所说的话就能给人带来真正的帮助跟安慰。
Then when we portion out the food, we will actually help those people that we're speaking to.
其实我们看到，这其实是侍奉当中一个非常重要的一个关键。
This is critical to our service.
我们来看马可福音第一章哦。
Let's look at Mark chapter 1.
马可福音的第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
马可福音一章的二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节
Verse 21.
到了加百农耶稣在安息日进了会堂教训人二十二节
22.
众人就稀奇他的教训因为他教训他们像有权柄的人不像文士这里讲到主耶稣的工作
This tells us of Jesus' work.
主耶稣做工他这里圣经讲说他跟文士不一样
He was different from the scribes.
其实文士也非常懂圣经
Scribes are very knowledgeable about the Bible.
所以文士讲的话跟耶稣讲的话可能内容差距不大
Maybe the content between what the scribes said and what the Lord Jesus says was not different.
但是因为灵修功夫的不同
But because the cultivation was different.
所以属灵的生命不同
The spiritual life was different.
所以属灵的力量不同
The spiritual power was different.
同样的一句话
The same phrase.
文士讲出来的百姓觉得又来了，又是这些。
If the scribes speak it, the audience may feel this is just the same old, same old.
同样的一句话，耶稣讲出来。
And if the same phrase was spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为带着属灵的权柄。
Because he brought with it spiritual authority.
所以就刺透了人的心。
Then that phrase would pierce the hearts of the audience.
你看《使徒行传》里面彼得的布道。
If we see in Acts when Peter was preaching,
彼得一场布道三千人信主五千人信主
When Peter preached, 3,000, 5,000 would come to believe.
你仔细看他布道的内容
If we see the content of his preaching,
有什么很特别吗
Is it very special and unique?
有什么玄奥的奥秘在里面吗
Is there a great mystery within?
彼得讲的每一件事情你都知道
We know all the things that Peter taught.
彼得所讲的内容你可以讲得比他更好
The content that Peter spoke, we could probably say it better than he did.
但是为什么彼得一篇正道三千人就信主了
？Why could Peter get 3,000 to believe with just one message?
很简单，因为圣经说彼得被圣灵充满。
It is because he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以做工很重要。
It is important to do the work.
但是做工以先，你要先从远方运粮食来。
But before we do the holy work, we must bring food from afar.
因为里面有属灵的权柄。
Because then we will have spiritual authority.
所以所说出来的话能够扎透人的内心。
The words we speak will pierce through people's hearts.
因为感动人。
We will move people.
所以使得人愿意改变。
Then people will be willing to change.
因为扎透人心
Because you have pierced their hearts,
使得人能够真正重新回头
then people can turn back.、
哦、所以我们今天要有属灵的力量在里面
Today we must have the spiritual strength.
我们所做的工作才会看到属灵的果效
then all of our work will have spiritual fruit.、
哦、所以在这里告诉我们什么叫做神家里忠心又有见识的仆人
What does it mean to be a faithful and wise servant in the household of God?
就是要认识自己侍奉的对象
It is to know who we serve
我们是为主所做
We serve God
不是为了要得到人的称赞跟赞美
We do not serve to be praised by others
第二个叫做用心而做
We do it faithfully and diligently
因为这是我的家因为这些是我所爱的人
We do it because this is our household, those people we love.
因为有爱，所以牺牲不再是一种痛苦。
Because we have love, then it is not painful to sacrifice.
因为有爱，所以奉献成为一种喜乐。
Because we have love, then giving this offering is a source of joy.
那第三，告诉我们 要能够按时分粮。
Third, we must be able to give food in due season.
告诉，但是要自我先有灵修的功夫。
But first, we must devote ourselves to the cultivation.
因为有祷告，因为有灵修。
Because we pray and we have this cultivation.
因为得着属灵的力量跟从神来的智慧。
We receive the wisdom and strength from God.
所以你知道教会需要什么。
Then we know what the church needs.
你知道信徒需要什么。
We know what believers need.
你更有智慧在正确的时候说正确的话。
We have the wisdom to say the right things at the right time.
拥有属灵的权柄。
We have spiritual authority.
使你所说的话能够真正的安慰了人的心。
So that what we say actually comforts those who listen.
使那个软弱的重新得到力量。
So that those who are weak regain their strength.
使那个失望的重新得到盼望。
Those who are disappointed receive hope once more.
使那个灰心的重新回头得到亮光。
Those who are disappointed can return and receive the light.
啊，那你就是真正有忠心、有见识、神所喜悦的好仆人。
Then we are truly the good, faithful, and wise servant that are pleasing to God.
我们下午继续。
We will continue in the afternoon.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
我们唱诗六十三首。
Hymn 63.
前途遥远，要前行，寂寞愁烦，是靠救主时刻扶搀，勇往直前，可伸手引我前进，黑暗世界有苦悲哀，身体生命已受害，依靠天父却能自担，
最后一节
Last verse.
我们现在要一起来做上午聚会结束的祷告。
We'll now have our concluding prayer for the morning service.
祷告当中，求主耶稣加添我们每一个人属灵的智慧跟属灵的力量。
In our prayer, let us ask God to add to our spiritual strength and wisdom.
如果你想要参与圣工。
If we would like to join holy work,
但是又觉得自己智慧不足
but feel that we are lacking in wisdom.
在雅各书的第一章告诉我们
in James chapter 1 it tells us,
说你可以向神求智慧
we can ask God for wisdom.
你向他求，诚心的向他求
if we ask him for wisdom,
他要把智慧赐给你，让你知道怎么样做才是神家的好仆人
he will give us wisdom to know how to be a good and faithful servant.
求主耶稣加添我们每个人力量
may the Lord Jesus Christ, give all of us
能够认清楚自己侍奉的价值跟侍奉的目标
so that we can clearly understand the goal and value of our
faith 使我们这一条侍奉的路不会白跑
so that we will not run this journey of service in vain
能够在我们每个人侍奉的结束
So that the conclusion of our service,
都能够得到主所来的称赞,
we can receive the praise from God,
成为主所喜悦的好工人,
so that we may become those servants pleasing to God.
一起来祷告,
let us pray in one accord.